Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. We're coming to you today from Bangkok and the first SCCE regional conference there. I'm joined by John Frangos. John is a partner and deputy director for dispute resolution at the law firm of Tillicke & Gibbons and based here. John, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So we're going to talk today about the issue of managing compliance programs in Thailand. And let's start with corruption. How big is the challenge and where do businesses have to take particular heed?
Sure. Well, I would characterize Thailand as a high-risk jurisdiction for corruption. There have been quite a few cases over the years, some very high-profile cases involving corruption, and it's a problem. And it's certainly something that companies have to pay attention to when they invest here.
Well, yeah, it certainly seems as if, you know, from what I've read, that's a big issue. Now, one other notable risk area that has proven to be one in this area is that of modern slavery. There were some well-publicized cases in the fishing industry. Is that a risk area across industries here, or was it a pretty specialized thing?
That's a specialized thing. Most companies don't have to worry about the slavery issue, except in the seafood processing area or the fishing industry. But outside of that, it's not much of an issue. A far more prominent compliance risk will just be standard bribery of government officials and things like that.
For those companies that are in fish business, processing, sourcing, what is the best ways for them to try and identify if there is an actual incidence of human trafficking, modern slavery in their supply chain?
Audits of their supply chain. You know, it can be quite challenging, though, because a company may not necessarily know, especially in the seafood industry, where all of its supply chains lead and who's actually catching the fish and or the seafood and where it's being processed. But still, it would be incumbent on a company to conduct audits to find out. One of the other challenges in Thailand is that there are very strict defamation laws on the books. So, which means if a company or another organization within the country accuses a company of engaging in human trafficking or slavery, the person who made that accusation can be criminally charged. And wow. So that makes it more difficult to find out who are the guilty parties.
Well, so that's got to create a lot of risk throughout the compliance program, because likewise, when it comes to the issue of vetting your third parties for anti-corruption purposes, you got to be very careful if you find something about what you say about it, I would imagine.
Yes, that's right. You have to make sure if you do find something, you don't publicize it, because that could result in a criminal charge in Thailand.
Wow, that's something that doesn't come up a lot. Are there any other risk areas that businesses need to be aware of to make sure that they stay on the right side of the line?
I would say, in addition to public sector bribery, private sector bribery, internal fraud is a prominent risk. It depends also on the nature of the business. I mean, you highlighted slavery, so if a company is involved in the seafood industry, or if a company, human trafficking generally, that's a problem in this part of the world that exists. Resource extraction, those types of industries sometimes have risks in terms of environmental impacts. So you might have reputational risks there.
So it's certainly a wide range of issues. So what is the state of compliance programs in local businesses? You know, for a multinational entering this market or just picking up a new supplier or in this area, should they expect there to be much of a compliance program in their tight partners? And if not, you know, what's the best way to help them along to make sure that you're getting the protection out of your partners that you need?
I would say for most foreign investors investing in Thailand, they shouldn't expect their local business partner or joint venture partner to have a compliance program in the way that they may be used to. Compliance is fairly new as a concept in Thailand. It's growing. There are efforts to encourage compliance, but it's certainly very important for foreign investors to ensure that their local parties do understand compliance. And in many respects, a foreign investor has to work closely to convince its local partner about the importance of compliance.
And then what's the best way to go about doing that, you know, to help them understand what the value is in the compliance program, other than, you know, maybe it will keep them from getting a deal with you if they don't have one?
I think that's the best way to do it.
Really?
That I've seen, yes. You know, the foreign investor can certainly point to things like the FCPA, UK Bribery Act, but for many Thai businesses, they may see the risk there, but not fully appreciate how it could apply to them. I think it's also important for the foreign investor to highlight the relevant Thai law, which prohibits bribery, and to frame the risk in a Thailand context. But ultimately, the foreign investor has to make it as a core part of their business approach, to include it in the contract. And by the way, I have seen issues where this has come up and has led to disputes between joint venture partners, where the foreign investor has a different perspective with respect to anti-corruption compliance. And it can lead to some, not just awkward situations, but business disputes.
Really? So bottom line is, if you don't see a compliance program, you want one there, take advantage of the leverage during the negotiation process upfront to make sure that it's there.
That's right. Absolutely. Put it in a contract. Make it worth the local party's time and effort to adhere to the compliance program. And also, I would say, find it, but also respect, in doing so, respect the local sensibilities. I would advise foreign investors not just to sort of foist upon the local party, well, this is how we're going to do it, and you're going to have to comply with it, and no, you're not going to have any say, but work with the local partner to work together to so that the local partner has a buy-in as well.
And sees the value in it.
Yes,
for,
exactly.
For the contract
That's
for
right.
the long run. So finally, looking towards the future here, how do you see the business climate evolving, and how do you think from a compliance perspective people should think about managing not just the risks for the present, but where the future is likely to hold?
Well, that's an interesting question, because it's hard to say exactly. If you look historically, let's say anti-corruption in Thailand, essentially staying at the same level over a number of years. So I think that risk will stay. With that said, Thailand is less corrupt than its immediate neighbors. So from a comparative perspective or relative perspective, Thailand's a cleaner country than many of its neighbors, like Myanmar, Laos, Cambodia. There is certainly an effort in Thailand to highlight the negative effects of corruption. The law has been amended. So I think it's a long-term plan. Corporate criminal liability was only introduced in Thailand in 2015. And enforcement is an issue. But what I always say is, if you look at the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, that was enacted in the late 1970s.
Right,
but
it wasn't 20 years.
Yeah, it wasn't actively, it took 20 years or so for it to be actively enforced. The Thai anti-corruption law as it pertains to companies is really just 4 years old. So what I often tell clients when they ask about the risk of enforcement, I say, well, do you want to be the first?
Right. And nobody wants to be the first or the last for that.
Yeah.
Well, John, thanks for taking the time to share your thoughts with us. Thanks for speaking here at the regional conference. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA saying, I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspective.